In sports, we often hear about the ugliness of doping. And at the Olympics, athletes caught cheating are humiliated and their countries embarrassed. Sometimes, though, good can emerge from a doping case. From Beijing, NPR's Tom Goldman has this report.
Good evening. Could I have Jason Turner step up?
This past weekend, members of the American Olympic shooting team threw a party in downtown Beijing. Part of the festivities included a special presentation for pistol shooter Jason Turner from upstate New York. U.S. Olympic Committee official Steve Rausch emceed.
This is a testimonial of why you try your hardest, keep striving, don't give up.
Turner stood on stage in his blue and white team jacket. He's a quiet 33-year-old bartender by night and dead-eye shooter by day. He was quite happy to let Rausch do all the talking and tell Turner's story. Not that it needed telling at the party. Everyone already knew what happened. It started the day after the Olympic opening ceremony. Turner was entered in the 10-meter air pistol competition, which, fittingly, began at high noon.
I started off really well, really good. As the shooters like to say, I was in a zone there, first 20 shots or so.
But then Turner started thinking about glory.
I might actually win this thing.
Which, of course, dropped him out of the zone. He scrambled back, though, and finished fourth in the event. That's the heartbreak position in the Olympics, just missing third and a medal and record book immortality. Turner says he avoided the natural fourth place thoughts of, what could I have done better?
Because you start thinking about that and you beat yourself up. You know, you don't get any sleep and you start thinking what could have been. You know, I was just very happy with how I had done.
He finished right behind North Korean Kim Jong-soo, who won the bronze medal. Turner didn't know him. The North Koreans don't travel that much internationally, Turner said. But a few days later, the world knew Kim. He was kicked out of the games for doping, taking a beta blocker that helps lower the heart rate and prevent trembling. That can come in quite handy in a precision sport like shooting. So Kim was expelled, and his third place was vacated, which brings us back to Saturday night's party.
And ladies and gentlemen, your bronze medalist in the 10-meter air pistol, Jason Turner.
Is there a part of it, though, that's not as satisfying? Like, I was watching a medal ceremony here today, which is really, you know, very grandiose, the music you get up on the podium.
To be on the podium at the Olympics, it's got to be a spectacular feeling, but things worked out in the end. You know, I got the medal. The ovation and the applause that I got was something that is also very memorable.
Jason Turner says he's still in shock about the medal that fell in his lap. But without hesitation, he says he deserves it.
Yes. Yes, I do. I competed fair and square. I put in a lot of hard work for that day's competition. And yeah, I definitely deserve it.
And so Jason Turner's story is about trying your hardest and not giving up, especially in this current era of doping in sport. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Beijing.